Back in February, the Clinton County Sheriff's Office seized almost 50 dogs from an animal shelter north of Plattsburgh. Police said many of the dogs were found malnourished and injured. They arrested Hillary Davis, the owner of a canine gem in Beekmantown, on charges of forgery and animal cruelty. Her case is still making its way through the courts. So what happened to all the dogs? We check in with the SPCA that's been scrambling to restore them all to health. That's today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, dedicated to providing patient care and regional services to the people of St. Lawrence County. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, April 25th. First up, President Joe Biden was in Syracuse today to announce a package of more than $13 billion for the semiconductor manufacturer Micron to build massive plants just north of the city. The $100 billion facility known as a megafab will be built in the town of Clay. Biden used a Syracuse reference to show that Micron's facility will be one of the biggest semiconductor manufacturing facilities in the world.
It's the size of, going to be the size of 40 football fields. 40. Big enough to fit four carrier domes inside and still have space left over.
Governor Kathy Hochul said the massive investment will remake the central New York economy.
But it's not just the $100 billion investment. It's the 50,000 jobs that follow, which will transform this region forever. That's what gets the round of applause in my mind. 50,000 good-paying jobs.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Micron project the most advanced memory chip factory in the world. Micron expects to break ground on the first of four plants early next year. The recently approved New York State budget did not include what environmentalists consider a key climate change bill. Advocates blame the state assembly for killing the NY Heat Act. But as Karen DeWitt reports, the assembly speaker is not ruling out passing it before the session ends.
The measure would rescind what's known as the 100-foot rule that requires that utility ratepayers subsidize gas hookup installations within 100 feet of a home or business. It also would cap utility bills for low-income New Yorkers and make it easier for gas companies to help customers convert to energy-saving devices like heat pumps. Lisa Marshall of New Yorkers for Clean Power says the measure is key to meeting the state's Climate Protection Act goal of net zero emissions by 2050. But she says the New York State Assembly leadership prevented it from becoming part of the budget.
The assembly is where climate bills go to die.
Liz Moran with Earth Justice agrees.
The assembly ultimately didn't come to the table in good faith on this. And there's a disturbing trend we're seeing with the assembly.
Moran says while the assembly backed the initial Climate Protection Act in 2019, it has not approved bills that would help fulfill those goals. New York Heat is backed by Governor Kathy Hochul. It was approved several times in the state Senate. The bill has 76 sponsors in the assembly, a majority of its 150 members. Marshall blames political donations by one utility company for the failure of the bill to win passage. National Fuel Gas Company, based in western New York, also extracts natural gas in Pennsylvania through hydrofracking. Fracking is banned in New York, but fracked gas can be legally sold here. Other major New York-based utilities who sell both gas and electrically generated power support New York Heat.
We can't exactly say that correlation equals causation, but we can draw some inferences from that.
Moran says it's hard to prove that there's a relationship, but she says National Fuel Gas Company's opposition seems to be a factor.
This is a scenario like many where it's hard to squarely blame it on one thing. However, there's documented evidence that National Fuel has been a outspoken opponent to this legislation.
The group say they are not giving up on the measure and they'll push for it to be approved before the session ends in June. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking Wednesday afternoon, says he has not ruled out passage of the measure in his House before the 2024 session ends.
There was an agreement between the governor and the Senate Assembly that we'll keep talking and hopefully we can come to an agreement by the end of the session.
Moran says last year, June was marked by distinct signs of climate change, including record heat waves and smoke from Canadian wildfires. And she says that could happen again this year, right when assembly members are deciding whether to vote on the measure or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
So most of the 49 neglected dogs that were saved near Plattsburgh have been living in an unused housing unit at the county jail, while some have gone to foster homes. But all of them are under the care of one small not-for-profit SPCA. And as Kara Chapman reports, it's a big lift to take care of these dogs and prepare them for adoption.
It's a sunny and breezy Saturday morning, and there's an unusual sight in the Clinton County Jail parking lot. People gather around a woman and a dog doing some tricks. The dog's name is Jack. He's got golden fur and floppy ears. He puts on a wide smile and goes around saying hi to everybody.
He's the best dog.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. Jack is one of 15 dogs doing a meet and greet outside the jail today. They're part of the larger group of 49 dogs police seized from a canine gem in Beekmantown 2 months ago. The goal of today's event is to get them some time outside and around humans, maybe even some humans who'll want to adopt them.
We've done adoption days forever, and this meet and greet is probably the best way we've ever shown dogs.
Mm-hmm. That's Lori Parsons, the board president for Elmore SPCA. That's the Peru-based nonprofit that's been caring for the dogs. Rebecca Moss-Patnode is Elmore's executive director. She says it's been a long, tough road to get here.
We're stretched super thin right now.
She says it was great that the sheriff's office had the jail unit ready to go to house most of the dogs. But her staff and volunteers have had to work long hours with limited days off to care for the animals at the jail and the main shelter in Peru. But Moss-Patnode says it feels like they're turning a corner.
We're finally starting to feel like we're in more of a maintenance mode instead of a kind of chaotic mode.
Adoptions are starting. The dog's health and conditions are improving. Staff are getting back to normal workflows and tasks. Moss-Patnode and Parsons say the community has been super supportive. At one point, their donations even overwhelmed the giving website. Parsons says that's another reason for the meet and greets.
We wanted them to be able to see the outcome of their donations and how it's impacted these animals.
Caring for animals like these dogs is what Elmore is all about. But this massive rescue forced the organization to put a big issue on the back burner. Back in 2022, New York State passed a law that lays out all sorts of new requirements for shelters and rescues. They cover staffing levels, training, and increased space. The measures need to be in effect by December 2025. Here's Parsons speaking at a Clinton County legislature meeting in February.
If we have just the shelter that we have right now, we do nothing, we will be closed by the state of New York.
She told the legislators that could have a huge impact in the county.
There are 10 municipalities in this area that would not have dog control services, facility services, if we were unable to take them. If we could take maybe just a handful of dogs if we were to stay exactly the way we are.
Carson says Elmore will need a whole new facility to house dogs and hopes to renovate its current shelter for cats. All that work is expected to cost millions of dollars. She says Elmore can apply for some funding from the state and will also launch a capital campaign. Parson says caring for the canine gem dogs has actually helped Elmore prepare for the state requirements. They had to manage two locations and got an idea of what they'll want in a new dog facility.
Just the space for the animals and the ability to clean the way we can there. We've learned so much.
Back at the meet and greet, Elmore employee Carrie Flora handles another dog named Zia. Zia's short and stocky with a brindle coat and big pointy ears. Flora's been fostering Zia, and she says she's come a long way. She used to have a hard time going outside and meeting new people. Now, in the sun outside the jail, she's looking around, curious, and letting people come up and pet her.
She just wants to be around people that she knows that she can trust.
People who can offer Zia a home. That's Elmore's goal for all its rescued animals. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Christopher Watts of Canton and Evan Veenstra of Gananoque, Ontario. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.